Now, the rest of the story. The period of transition between silent movies and talking pictures was a very difficult one for many actors and actresses. Among the survivors, the few who were fortunate enough to sustain their popularity in the newer medium was an actor named Willie. In fact, not only did he weather the passage from silent movies to talking pictures, but he hung in there long enough to become a successful television star. Willie was born on a cross-country train between New York and Los Angeles. He was destined for a career in motion pictures. Willie's infancy coincided with that of the industry. He was prepared to accept his first role in silent movies at a very early age. By the completion of his second picture, he had made all of the necessary adjustments to silent screen acting. If the medium itself remained popular, then his stardom was assured. But time was running out on silent movies. The wave of the future was talking pictures. So Willie, fast maturing, was faced with the ubiquitous Hollywood dilemma. Either gamble on the talkies and risk a resounding failure, or retire to a safer profession and accept anonymity. Well, the last thing in this world that Willie wanted was to be anonymous. So after a careful re-grooming, he prepared for his first performance on a talking screen. The year was 1928. It was only months after Al Jolson's talking history-making jazz singer. And Willie's first talkie was a box office smash. Subsequent films capitalized on his quasi-vaudevillian capabilities as an entertainer. After a while, he became restless. He drifted into a greater diversity of acting roles. In the 21 movies he made during 1931 and 32 alone, his characters ranged from soldier to cowboy to prisoner to great lover. By now, Willie was an international star. In 1935, Germany chose one of his movies as one of the year's 10 best. He also received awards from Argentina and Cuba, from Russia, and from the film festivals in Venice and Brussels. In 1936, other stars from Willie's studio began challenging his cinematic supremacy. A solitary yet critically acclaimed film in 1940 regained for him the ground he had lost, and even to this day, that movie still returns to the theaters. World War II interrupted a second ascent to the top of his profession, concentrating his energies in aiding the war effort. Respect for him was so increased that his name was used as the Allied password during the D-Day invasion. And by the end of the war, Willie had been typecast. More challenging roles were rejected by his fans. Either he played the good guy, or negative fan mail flooded his studio. So from that point on, it was only a matter of time until his motion picture career had come to a standstill. Nope. Not on your life. Willie surprised them all. Taking advantage of a bright new medium, he became the celebrated host of a mid-1950s television show, and he's often seen on your TV screen even to this day. After more than a half century in show business, he still looks much as he did when he made his first appearance, still recognized throughout the world. Generations have come and gone, but Willie remains the same. The personality whose name was the D-Day password during World War II. The actor who passed with incomparable grace from silent movies to talking pictures and then to television. The celebrity whose most recent birthday was celebrated by millions of people around the world was named Willie in his very first motion picture. In his very first motion picture, he was named Willie. Subsequently and ever since, the young and the young of heart have known him as Mickey Mouse. And now you know the rest of the story.